Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Brewers get a win yesterday, 4-2. They knock off the Reds, get back into the W column after a rather disappointing weekend, if you want to call it that. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And so many good things going on, so many charitable things going on in our society today, and specifically in our own backyard that Bud Light's a part of. Thanks to them for being a part of the program. Joining us now, Brewers.com and MLB.com, our good friend Adam McAlvey. And Adam, yesterday at least they get back into the win column, they get a few timely hits, and you know, but I wanted to ask you this because I want to go back to the comments that David Stearns made the other day when he was talking about, you know, some of the guys not really playing to the back of their baseball card, underperforming. You got a pretty good team, but they're not playing to their potential. What did you make of his comments?
That it's a really hard year to be a general manager because in a normal, quote-unquote normal season, you know, the Brock Holt thing, for example, you're never making that move after 36 plate appearances. As much as Twitter wants you to make these snap decisions, they don't do it in baseball because, you know, Justin Smoke and Omar Narvaez maybe are showing us right now that over the course of time, when you're talking about established players, things, the numbers even out. And in the problem is in a 60-game season, there's no time for that. So I think GMs, in terms of player moves, managers in terms of game-to-game decisions are just in a really difficult place, and they're trying to find their way with really no guidebook to do so in terms of how to make decisions, how quick a trigger to have in a really strange season. And I think his comments were, I mean, look, David Stearns doesn't like to tell us what he's planning to do anyway, but I do really get the sense from all our conversations with him throughout this whole thing that this is just, it's difficult. His job this year is really, really hard.
I go back to when Craig Counsell was talking about managing for 60 games versus a team that's built for 162. Has this become, Tim Allen asked me last night, do you feel like they're kind of like listing back and forth and back and forth? They're all over the road right now. Or do you feel like they really have the train on the tracks?
Well, no, they don't have the train on the tracks in terms of getting pitching, defense, hitting put together. I mean, they've played really poorly, and I think they've been pretty upfront about that, especially offensively. It's been bad, and almost every offseason move they made has not paid off. So the question though is, you know, San Diego trade, is that a bad trade, or are we just, it's off to a bad start? I mean, David Stearns would say the latter, because as the GM, you don't make these snap decisions based on 25 games. You know, you don't declare it a bad trade after 25 games. You'd never do that. But again, in a 60-game season, because everything is condensed, everything is magnified, it looks really bad. And the simple fact is that the players that they brought in, they think over the course of the long haul. Again, it's the idea of winning these matchups game to game, winning more matchups than you lose. They've not won enough matchups so far this season. They feel like there's the track record tells you that that will happen as things go along. But again, you don't have the time for that this year. So I think Omar Narvaez did himself a service by having a couple of big games, because that's one spot where they've sort of played percentages. They've played those left-right matchups. Manny Pena has been very productive, but he's been put in good situations to perform because of the matchups. Narvaez had not performed. I think Narvaez did himself a service by having a couple of big games, because that was one area where maybe they could go manage a little more by gut. But now here he comes around a little bit, and I think it's going to give him an opportunity to continue to stay in there. So look, there's no right or wrong on this stuff, because nobody's ever navigated a season like this before.
Well, that was going to be my next point, is that it was interesting. I was reading, I don't even know who said it, I think it might have been Steve Stone, put a tweet out that basically said there's about 5 to 6 elite managers in Major League Baseball, and it's all about managing the pitching staff. And after that, it just, you're basically talent reliant. And I really got to thinking about that last night. In this particular era that or year that we're in, not even era, that you really got to be a manager of pitching. You got to be, but you can't, you're at the mercy of what your position players are doing offensively. So I think what the pitching's actually been decent. It hasn't been bad. I mean, it's had its bright spots, been more bright spots than I think negative. It's been Craig Counsell's record right now has kind of been the fact that they have not been able to string the hits together more so than it has been pitching, which tells me he's been a better manager. Would he then be considered one of the elite managers because the pitching he's been able to manipulate and keep them in ball games?
Well, I mean, look, I think if you look at the last 3 seasons where they did that, they install Counsell as manager, they bring in David Stearns. They go into this rebuild, and a year later, they're playing to the final weekend of the regular season. I'm talking about 2017, when they're still mathematically in contention. Then they make the playoffs the next 2 years after sensational Septembers in which he manages his ass off with the expanded pitching staff. If you still think Craig Counsell is a bad manager, look, beauty of baseball is we all get to have our opinions of this. But if you think he is a poor manager, and a poor manager particularly of pitching, I mean, there's nothing he can do short of winning the World Series that is ever going to change your mind. I think the majority of people who would look at this team say he's done a good job of managing the pitching, and that's the reason that they've had the success they've had, in addition to having Christian Yelich and, some good players. But, I mean, to me, the reason that their Septembers, the last 2 years, are tied to Craig Counsell's managing and handling of the pitching staff. So the pitching this year has been pretty encouraging, and I think what the Brewers would say they like about it is it's a lot of guys that are sort of controllable for the next few years. Brett Anderson is the only free agent to be on that staff. Everybody else has at least an option. So they feel like they've got something that, they like this year, and that they'll have control of beyond this weird season when we hopefully get back to some kind of normalcy in 2021. And I think that's been the encouraging thing. And Justin Smoke said it again last night. If they hit just a little bit, if like half of the guys who are vastly underperforming their norms start hitting to their norms a little bit, they're a dangerous team. And this season is strange in that 16 teams are getting in. The threshold to make the postseason is really low. And I think if you can get in with a club like this, with Devin Williams and Josh Hader at the back end of your bullpen, and David Phelps at the back end of your bullpen, that's not a terrible position to be in, but it's going to take hitting just a little bit, and they have been just barely better than awful with the bats for most of the season.
Talking with Adam McCalvey at Brewers.com and MLB.com, you talk about hitting just a little bit, getting a hit here or there. Right now, I mean, look, Christian Yelich was on the rise for a while, goes 1-for-3 last night. But that average dips back down again. He has struggled a little bit. Obviously, Orlando Arcia has come down from the 300-plus that he was hitting early in the season. Sogard's still hitting under 200. Gamble's still hitting under 200. Ryan Braun's hitting right at 200. I mean, I can go through the whole list. It's just, have you ever, when was the last time we saw something like this to where just so many bats that you were relying upon were sub 220, 230?
Yeah, but it was the last year. It was last year where they went through a long stretch that was this bad. But it didn't happen right at the front. Remember last season at the front, they had Christian Yelich hitting a home run every day and tying that record for consecutive games to start a season with a homer. And they had a great opening homestand and all those good things were happening. But they had a stretch last year that was just like this. It's magnified when it's at the start of the year. And it's magnified, obviously, when you're talking about a game that's, you know, basically a third of what you're used to playing. So it all looks much worse than maybe it would in a normal season. But they've been through stretches like this before. It is bad when you have almost everybody on the roster going through it at the same time. I'm no advanced stats expert. I've really tried to educate myself. And not because I think that like WAR and some of the metrics are like the end all be all, but it's a way to understand how GMs today make their decisions. And I think it's interesting to be able to think along with the GMs. But the stat that I've learned that is really a good one in terms of offense is weighted runs created plus. And I'm not smart enough to tell you how they calculate it, but when you look around the league at which players are performing and which aren't, it gives you a really good guide. And when you look at the Brewers' weighted runs created plus, it really stands out to you just how everybody is underperforming. Yelich is doing okay now, and he's really starting to drive the baseball, which is encouraging, and it's driving the baseball the other way, which is what he does when he's right. But I mean, you look at down that list and everybody is down. Brock Holt was way down and he was the first casualty. So, you know, they need to just start swinging the bats. And again, that's why the last 2 days to have Justin Smoke, it's a guy that they committed to. You know, they saw some things in the numbers that thought, get this guy into some games at Miller Park and he's going to be a productive hitter. He struck out. Look at the strikeouts. They've come way down from that ridiculous numbers at the start of the year. He called it epic last night. So he's starting to just swing a better bat. And, you know, that's okay. Step one. Now maybe you get Omar Narvaez swinging the bat a little bit. That's step two. One by one, they're going to have more of these guys produce in order to be a competitive team.
I guess the saving grace right now is Cincinnati is not what they're living up to. I didn't expect Cincinnati to be that team that everybody thought they were going to be. I mean, I think people even inside that organization, or at least close to it, didn't think that they were just all of a sudden going to be this 90-plus win team. But the Cubs, they're not doing a whole lot of rearview mirror searching right now. I mean, the Cardinals, obviously, with only 18 games played, that's kind of the fly in the ointment, depending on what they do with those makeup games and a lot of those doubleheaders. I think they're going to be exhausted come the end of the season. But, hey, if the Brewers can hang 500 and then put a little bit together at the end of this season, you kind of would expect them to be there if they can just swing their way out of this slump.
Well, 500 looks like it's going to do it this year. And, you know, I don't know that you want to aim to be a 500 team. You obviously want to aim to be better than that. I will say things always look really bad for the team that you're paying attention to. But look around the game. There are lots of big-time players having really bad, bad years. Moustakas and Grandal are not swinging it the way they want to for their teams. The Reds won the offseason. They're certainly not winning the regular season. The team that wins the offseason never seems to win the regular season, in my opinion. And look, even the Cubs, their last 10 were under 500 as of yesterday. So everybody is dealing with these challenges, and it always feels like it's doom and gloom when your team isn't performing. And especially, nothing's worse than a team that's not swinging the bat. They look lazy. They look like they don't care. They're laughing in the dugout. It pisses the fans off. It just looks bad when you don't hit. And that's what they, again, I keep coming back to this. The players they have hit in the major leagues. And if they can just hit a little bit more like themselves, things start to look a little better. And if they don't do that, it's going to be a short year.
Good stuff as always, my friend, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
All right. See you, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80+. They've been doing it. Call them. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. With so many festivals and events being canceled, great idea. Quick getaway, two awesome resorts right here in our own backyard. The Four Seasons Island Resort, that's in Pembine, Wisconsin, and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort, that is in Iron Mountain, Michigan. And that, by the way, the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, when you book a couple of consecutive weeknights lodging at either of these amazing places, you're going to get one additional weeknight absolutely free. And this offer is only good through the end of September, so don't delay your getaway. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort that is 78 miles north of Green Bay on the beautiful island right there in the middle of the Menominee River. Fun for the whole family. They're swimming, golfing on the executive course, great dining, live music at the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill, and so much more. Pine Mountain Resort, just 90 miles north of Green Bay, and offers that scenic and natural and peaceful atmosphere away from it all, condo-style living, plus world-class golfing at Timberstone Championship Golf Course. So it's two great resorts. Same awesome offer, book two weeknights, get one more weeknight for free. Just go to the four seasons, WI.com. That's the four, F-O-U-R, the four seasons, WI.com. Or go to pinemountainresort.com. That's pinemountainresort.com. And then book your getaway. It's that simple. But you got to hurry because it only goes to the end of September. And you make sure you tell them we sent you. Again, pinemountainresort.com. Stick around. We're still going to be chatting a little more about Milwaukee Brewers. Should the Brewers, as we come up on the trade deadline, do you think the Brewers should be making moves? And I'll give you my thoughts on that when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, check out the gang at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. If you are a Wisconsin resident, a business owner, if you've got maybe a showroom you want to get done, maybe an industrial setting, big warehouse or something to that effect, check out our friend Sean and the gang over at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. From Green Bay to Racine, everywhere in between, they do it right. They are highly rated by the Better Business Bureau, and it just looks fantastic. I just had the house done here, the gym done back in March, and oh my goodness, just looks great. And I love working out down there. It just kind of changes the dramatic feel of the whole room. So great stuff from our friends at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Should the Brewers make a move? Do you think the Brewers should be thinking trades at this point? Brewers sitting at 12-15 on the season. As Adam McAlvey had stated, it hasn't really been the pitching that has let them down more often than not. It's been the overwhelming amount of lack of offense that has been the problem. 855-830-8648. You tell me. I want to know what you think. Brewers fans, where you at? Phone lines wide open. Wide open. 855-830-8648. Phone lines wide open. Brewers fans, I want to hear from you. Do you think the Brewers should be making a trade, going after something? You tell me. 855-830-8648. I want to know what your thoughts are. And then I'll give you mine. Tom tweets us, at Bill_Michael, says, trade deadline, too many positions are underperforming, so adding 1 to 2 players will not do that much. This is from JJ. JJ says, I think they need to go after one top quality pitcher and one big bat. Well, here's the question. Okay, saying that, what do you think they need to then give up? Or is there somebody specific in mind that you are thinking of? Okay. Brian says they need a consistent first baseman and a consistent third baseman. Either on the open market would be solid. Again, if there's somebody, again, I get the position. I understand what it is you're saying. I just want to know, is there somebody that you have in mind, or are you just stating that this is where it is? 855-830-8648. You know, when you start to look at, and I don't really want to just go by just batting average, but, you know, you've got, you know, Urias over at second base, who's 268, not bad. Orlando Arcia, 246. And that, for Orlando Arcia, that's not bad. You'd like to see him get that thing up about 10 to 15 points, but an OPS of 683, get that thing over 700, and you're sitting pretty solid. Keston here is 243. He's got seven dingers. He's giving you the power numbers, okay? He's got over 100 at-bats now, by the way. So would you trade? Who would you trade if you are going to trade? Because if you're going to go get a big bat, you're going to have to give up somebody, right? You've got the two guys at the back end of the bullpen. You know, who would you go after? But you look at the first base position, yeah, you're correct. You've got 217 in Justin Smoak. You've got your third base position, a guy like Jerko, who is hitting 219. Other infielders, really nobody's lighting it up, right? Nobody's just been all over the joint. Eric Sogard, 186. So you're not getting these big-time numbers out of your corner positions. And your corner positions usually give you a little bit of power, too. They give you some pop, and you're not getting all of that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Chime in. I'll bring in Evan Heffelfinger sitting back in the studio. So a guy like a Josh Hader or Devin Williams, you're saying one of those two guys might be somebody either you would be willing to give up or you would need to give up if you're going to get a big-time bat and or another arm in here?
Well, I think it depends on how you think the rest of the season's going to play out, because I think now there's never been a better time to capitalize on the return for a guy like Josh Hader or something, especially if you don't think that you're going to be able to re-sign him in a couple of years. So is it time to maybe start entertaining the idea of trading guys like Adrian Hauser or Josh Hader, someone like that, to see if you can rebuild the farm system?
Boy, I would. You've got the arms that you think will be, that you think are going to be kind of mainstays. You think you have some cornerstones for your pitching rotation. Everybody's always looking for good pitching. You just don't know how good it is. You know what I mean? So you don't know if it's how much better it's going to get. So yes, you can trade it away. But are you trading it for starting arms, or are you trading it to rebuild your farm system and worrying about the farm system now? Because if you're going to make a trade, you're making a trade at the trade deadline to try to get better to win this season, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And that's the weird thing about this year, too, is if you look
unless, of course, you're completely a seller. If you're a seller right now and you're going to say, you know what, it's about the future, it's not about this season, I would be looking at it more as we can win that second spot and end up getting hot going into the postseason and seeing what kind of damage we can do. But if you're looking at it as saying, you know what, we gave it a shot, let's start tearing it down and rebuild, that's hard to look at fans and say, we just did this a couple of years ago. By the way, we're going to do it again. You know what I mean?
And that's the weird thing about this season is at this point in the season, if the Brewers were struggling like they were right now, you would say, okay, it's probably time to sell because, you know, only four or five teams are making the playoffs. We're not going to make it. It's not our year. But because half of the entire, I mean, more than half of baseball gets to go to the playoffs this year, do you go for that playoff spot? And this year would be the first time in Brewers franchise history you make it 3 years in a row. So that's one of the weird things about this year, too, is do you sell because you're under 500 like you normally would, or do you still go for it because you're still in the hunt?
855-830-8648. Brewers fans, what would you do? I want to talk more about this when we come back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. They want to buy your car right now. Any one of the Van Horn dealerships, whether it's in India or whether it's in Iowa or in Wisconsin, they can help you out. Go in and get the Kelley Blue Book fair appraisal value for your vehicle. And if you don't want to buy anything else, well, you just get the cash for it, walk away, you're good to go. Otherwise, they can help you out, whether it's service, whether it's a new car, a used car, trading in a car, financing a car. You can do it all online. You can go into the dealership. They have foreign, they have domestic, all different makes and models. So many reasons to check out vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. They are family born. They are employee owned. Everybody there's got skin in the game. But check out our friends at VanHornAuto.com. Again, VanHornAuto.com. We're going to go ahead and step away. We're going to come back. Brewers fans, light it up. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts regarding trades? Are you a buyer? Are you a seller? Do you stand pat right now and just see what happens? Because you're a week away from the trade deadline. What are you thinking for this Milwaukee Brewers team? And if you're a fan, and because I'm thinking to myself, are you going for it? Are you going to try to pick up a guy or two here or there to kind of get yourself over the hump? Or do you just stand pat because your team you believe is just underperforming and therefore next year they're going to be closer than what they are this year? Or do you dare say and use the R word again and start to, quote, rebuild your farm system? 855-830-8648. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I thought our depth was going to serve us very well. And I thought with the likelihood of injuries throughout the game, the potential for positive tests. At that point, working under the assumption that the goal was to play through positive tests, I thought that our depth would serve us very well. I think what's happened is you're right. We, because of the shortened time frame, and we've had a number of players get off to slower starts than they are used to, for sure, we've had a tough time getting any group of players going at the same time. In a longer, more conventional season, we'd have more time and more patience to allow these guys to ride it out and find themselves. And that's a balance between the patience of a normal season and the urgency of the season at hand that we're trying to find.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board with us. Thanks, as always. Those are the words of David Stearns, Brewers general manager. And if you just get back to what it is you normally do, the season could really take off offensively. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association out there right now. Hey, the rain is coming. It's good for the farmers, right? The corn will continue to grow, getting ready to harvest that. Corn for feed corn for sweet corn for petroleum, for ethanol, as a matter of fact. It's all being grown out there. And our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, they want you to learn all the facts, all the details, everything you would need to know about all of this here in our own backyard, whether it's the farmers or helping the truck drivers or the refinery workers or the dispensaries, you name it. I cover a lot of ground driving around out there, and I always try to make the decision to run unleaded 88 through my vehicle, unless, of course, I'm taking the truck. And the truck runs E85. I can do that. So whenever I'm out and about, I try to do my part. It does help the local economy. It does help the farmers. It does help the manufacturing workers and such right here in our own backyard. And by the way, unleaded 88 and E85 are local. So continue to buy local. It's such an easy decision when you think about it. If your car is less than 18 years old, you can almost certainly run unleaded 88. And if it has the E85 badging on the back or on the gas cap, then you can run E85. Visit abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. And see for yourself. Do something good for the farmers and the economy and the environment all at the same time right here in our own backyard. So if you were to make a deal, well, let me ask you this. First of all, if you're the Brewers, are you looking to make a deal? What are you doing? Are you looking to get better? Or are you looking to add depth and rebuild that farm system? Are you a buyer or a seller? Peter says, I would be a buyer right here, right now. Jacob says, I would end up trading away for Hader for Gavin Lux. This is Fresh Prince who tweets us and says the Brewers need to be sellers. Got a couple more. This one is from Jack. Jack says, what would the Brewers have to offer to get Mike Clevinger? Clevinger's going to be one of the top guys in the market this year. You're not going to have enough to go after him. I just don't think so. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This is from Jay. Jacob says, what about Kevin Guzman? I know the Giants are probably going to be shopping him, but the Giants, that's going to be a team that is probably going to be trying to move people. You know, it wouldn't surprise me the way they're playing right now if in the next week they continue to falter. Let's just say the Reds really stub their toe in the series here in Milwaukee. They may go ahead and throw their hands up and start dealing people. Trevor Bauer would be one of the guys they may be willing to deal. You may get a chance to kind of look at him up close and personal here. The Reds, that is. I saw Trevor Bauer last night. The Royals have a good array of pitchers as well they may be willing to part with. But as far as – here's the thing. As far as the team itself goes, what are you in most need of right now? Yes, you're glad to have solid pitching, and you'd love to get better at it, better controllable pitching. But that's not what's killing you right now, which is the reason why I would say, look, if I'm the Brewers, if I'm the GM, I think at this point in time, you got to sit back and just look at your offense and say, I just got to hope the guys snap out of it. They got to hit what the back of their baseball card is. And if they do, most of them are going to hit well above that just to get back to their average. And if they get to their average, that means the second half of the season offensively for the Brewers is going to be a damn good one. You know, maybe that's what you're holding out hope for. 855-8308. Where's Brewers fans today? I thought for sure Brewers fans would be all over this. Week to go, buyer, seller, you know. Ryan says, what do you think we can get for Lorenzo Cain? Well, he's not going to help a team this year. If a team wants to be a buyer, he's not going to help them right now. Bruce City T says, I don't think it's going to be wise to trade for prospects, a beef farm system, because minor league players are taking a year off. Fans are too caught up in the moment. Forget about the past. Stay put. Hope the players you have now play their career numbers. I believe that's going to be the course of action. I believe that's the course of action. Let's go to Kevin, listening to us in Racine. Kevin, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Well, not too much, Bill. I was talking to your screener, and I suggested I think the Brewers need to get better at one of two places, either third or first. And I suggested Rafael Devers from the Red Sox, who Red Sox might be selling. And he sort of laughed, you know, saying, "Well, that's a high price," and I agree, but it would be a nice guy to acquire, mm-hmm. You know, have him over at third base.
Yeah, you know what? The Red Sox are most – appreciate the phone call. The Red Sox, this is not the season they thought they were going to have. The Red Sox may be looking to sell and continue to restock and retool. You might have – you might be on to something there, but I don't know what it would cost you at this point to get him. Most likely one of your up-and-coming arms and – or a position player or another arm. Because everybody's looking for pitching, and we know the Red Sox are. The Red Sox have been drilled pretty much. 855-830-8648. Their team ERA has not been good, and their bullpen has been even worse. They're starting pitching. I mean, they just got roped by the Yankees just a week ago. They just got all beat up. Let's go to John listening to us in Eau Claire. John, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I would suggest that we stay pat. I love the young power arms we have on our pitching staff. We lost some key bats, but we got some young players and some new roles. I'm not a fan of the Eric Sogard free agent deal. Smoke is equitable. But I'd like to see him go put a flyer out for Gennett. They used to have him as second base. Let's just see mm-hmm. what he can do.
Scooter Gennett,
he's playing
yeah.
on a team right now.
He was on fire not too long ago for Cincinnati. I appreciate the phone call. Not too long ago for Cincinnati, and then it was like that was his career year, and got his stuff, and that was the end of it. It just all went away for Scooter Gennett. He was just not He had that one good year in Cincinnati, and they loved him there. Loved him there. And then after that, just nothing. Fell by the wayside. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Speaking of Trevor Bauer, talk a little bit about him when we come back and continue to ask the question, are you a buyer or are you a seller or do you stand pat if you're the Milwaukee Brewers as you're a week away from the trade deadline? Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers have tomorrow off after 4 days of practice. Place kicker Mason Crosby is back after testing positive for COVID-19.
I tested negative first day, and then I did have a positive test. So I went into the protocol, and fortunately, my symptoms were very mild. I went through the 10-day protocol, as everyone else has, and was able to get back on the field.
On defense, some potential new starters. Rookie Kamal Martin from Minnesota is running with the ones at inside linebacker. Matt LaFleur.
He has shown that explosive ability, and we just got to make sure that he continues to grow and learn and know the details of what we're asking him to do.
And Shandon Sullivan is in the secondary, replacing Tremont Williams, who was not re-signed.
Well, you know, I just try to prepare every day. You know, I'm kind of like you. Utility guy. I play corner, play nickel, and I play safety. So, you know, every week I just have to be prepared.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Peace up. A-Town.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Trevor Bauer has been somebody that has been known to speak his mind. I think we all know that. And Reds pitcher last night on the Hill. And because I didn't even see what he had written. I knew there was something written on the mound that he had kind of towed into the mound. And I was looking. And there was a lot of speculation as to what was out there. And the majority of it, well, most of it was wrong, by the way. But anyway, last night he memed drinking a beer and then drew a word with his foot into dirt in the mound. And people were wondering what it was about. I'll tell you what it was about coming up here in just a moment. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Schulze Family Beef and Live Sports are back, and we're glad they are. We're glad we're talking about stuff on the field, that's for sure. And even though you can't tailgate at the game, why not set up the tailgate right there on your patio or in your driveway? And Schulze Family Farms Beef has the mouth-watering meats to make your tailgate bash a hit. The Schulze family has been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbert, Wisconsin for three generations, a wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even some tasty beef snacks just a mouse click away at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. And your customized order, that's going to be shipped and packed on dry ice, and it's going to arrive on your doorstep or to your summer cottage or your rental in just a few days. And if you're a camper, all you got to do is have it delivered to your house. Pack it in the car, good to go. Don't open it, pack it in the car, because by the time you get there, still packed in dry ice, it's going to be fresh and ready to go to your campsite. So from their family farm to your family table, you can place your order today at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, SchulzeFamilyBeef.com, and see for yourself. There you go. Add one more thing to that list when it comes to Trevor Bauer. He struck out a Milwaukee Brewers hitter and memed that chugging a beer. He kind of mimed it, so to speak. And he also drew the word buds, B-U-D-S, into the mound. So everybody wanted to know what was up with that. Well, earlier this month, he saw his teammate Sonny Gray set a Reds record by striking out 45 batters through five appearances this year. And then he tweeted at that point, hold my beer, indicating that he was going to try to best that. Okay. Budweiser then stepped up and put a can together that said Cincinnati Buds. Okay. So then Trevor Bauer said, okay, look, if you're going to write Buds on there, I'll accept the challenge. So back to Monday night, he struck out his 45th batter of the season, and then he drew on the mound Buds. That's what he drew in the dirt. Strikeout number 46. When he beat that record, that's when he acted like he was chugging the beer. So that's the reason he did what he did last night. It was just more of a bet or a challenge, if you will, for Trevor Bauer, for what he wanted to do and what he wanted to accomplish, trying to best his buddy Sonny Gray via Buds. But Budweiser's a big sponsor down there in Cincinnati of the Reds, and so he called it their Buds. And so Budweiser stepped up. He acted as if he was chugging the beer after he struck out his 46th batter of the season. And that was faster than what Sonny Gray struck out his 45th. So hopefully you've been following that, and hopefully everybody got an understanding as to why. Because I know last night when he drew that in the mound, they came out and raked over it, you know, but and it was gone. And everybody was speculating as to what it was. And a lot of things were floating around out there, and I just kind of said, okay, whatever, we'll figure it out. And sure enough, that's what he said last night. So that's the reason Trevor Bauer mimed chugging the beer last night, and that's the reason he drew the word Buds, B-U-D-S, in the mound, in the dirt. So there you go. Some pretty cool stuff. 855-830-8648. Hey, when we come back after the top of the hour, going to talk a little Packers football. And Ryan Wood is going to join us at some point in this hour. I know that right now the schedule for the Packers has changed up just a little bit. I don't know if he's going to be running late. I believe he is. So we were supposed to have Ryan Wood after the top. I think it's going to be delayed maybe a segment or two. We'll wait and see. But nevertheless, going to talk some Packers football. Also, don't forget, coming up after the top of the next hour, it's going to be Rick Bucher. In the last hour of the program, Rick Bucher, our radio.com sports NBA insider, is going to join us. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball and ask him more about what the Bucks need to do to close it out, talk more about Chris Middleton, talk a little bit about the next matchup with the Miami Heat, and what the Heat did and proved this year by winning 2 out of 3 against the Milwaukee Bucks, and see if that really does or does not make a difference. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit as well. But we're going to talk some Packers coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show is coming up right after this.
Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.